listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip of tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back Saturday afternoon, our weekly excursion here on RBN, the Republican Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining us, men and women, children and boys and girls, and everyone of all ages, even the enemy who listens in every time. Let me thank you for being here with us on this 23rd of November 2019. A few years ago, there was a president who had been assassinated a day before, I believe November 22nd, 1963. And we'll get into that a little bit later. And particularly toward the second hour, Art will join us from Philadelphia, and we'll talk about the cover-up and the various aspects of it. I will play a clip, a very short clip, maybe 12 minutes or so, from an older A&E, not too old, but an A&E program that was put together involving four key individuals who were discussing the so-called Warren Commission and the so-called investigation into the Kennedy assassination. One of them, of course, was Jerry, who, me? I don't know a thing, Ford. And there will be Mr. Summers from Britain and Oliver Stone and so on and so forth. So anyway, we'll whet the appetite a little bit later on today. You know what? This week I was reading, as I finished up, the second epistle of Peter. I was reading the book from Peter, moved beyond any expectations. I had already heard and read many times from various portions of the Bible, but here I am going from Genesis, to Revelation now, in the last 4 years. And I'm almost there, I'm almost getting there. And I had hoped to be able to finish the whole Bible before the end. Looks like, God willing, I may do it. And I was impressed again. I'm always impressed. How can you not be impressed when you read the Word? Well, if you're spiritually minded, biblically minded, and seeking the truth will indeed set you free. And you know, I was reading almost from the very beginning of chapter 3 what Peter had to say. I start again with verse 3. This importantly. This is most important because he makes reference in the scriptures to the age that was before this age. That's very important. The earth as it was created originally before God had to destroy it. That is the earth system, the eon of time, you know, the world, and then recreate it, replenish the world because of Satan's rebellion and his taking souls with him. Now, he's doing it again in this age. You can hear it, you can see it, you can watch it. Hopefully fewer souls will be deceived. But this is the age of the flesh, the age when men are easily deceived, and women, of course, easily lied to and believe the lies and then regurgitate the lies they're fed. And that's all we get from Congress, especially this week and the previous week, has been essentially lying. Performances. Theater. A bevy, a plethora of disinformation, falsification, omission, and all of the like. And that's all you're going to get from the Congress, essentially. If they told the truth, they'd all be impeached. My friends, it's that simple. And they should. Virtually all of them. But here you've got Peter telling us in this epistle, second epistle, in verse 3. And, he's telling us in verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers and mockers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the very beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that, by the word of God, that the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. This is not the flood of Noah, by the way. This is the earth system that was before that. And in verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. You know, the day is coming, and the end is coming. And this is important for many reasons. To me personally, I'll tell you why. Because I have a number of people, you know, people who confess Christ and their confession of Jesus, and they believe, and you know, they're milquetoast Christians, I guess you could say, many of them. They just believe, and that's all. They don't know. They don't study the real word, but they do believe. And every single time I see them, it seems, when we get discussing things, oh, you've been telling me that for years, Rick. You've been telling me the end is coming. The end is coming. And it hasn't happened. I've been listening to this for 20, 30 years, 10 years. You've been saying it, nothing's happened. And it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen in our lifetime. And this is what I invariably get. This is what I get thrown in my face. And, you know, I laugh because I say, you know what? You know, you don't want to believe the word of God. You don't want to look at the signs in the heavens, the signs on the earth. Just look at secular history. Do you know that what you're telling me, the end is coming, and it hasn't happened yet, is what they were saying the very night before the Empire of Rome fell. It ain't going to happen. Hasn't happened yet. You've been saying this for a long time, and you know what? We're still here. And that was the end. The very next morning, they woke up to ashes. They woke up to judgment. They woke up to reality time. And that's the way I see some of these friends of mine waking up, crashing into the wall. Like Princess Di. Boom. Gone like that. When you least expect it. For Christ said, you know, we're told in the gospel, he shall come when I am least expecting to come. A thief in the night. How does a thief in the night come? When you're asleep and you're not expecting him to come. And that's what's going to happen. I'm not saying he's just going to come without a number of things obviously having to happen. They are happening now. What I'm saying is men's faith will be so diminished at that time that even the elect, if it were possible, might be deceived. And Peter is saying, don't be deceived. Don't be like the fools. Don't be like the ignorant. Don't be like the unconverted who think that this can go on forever and ever and ever. It can't. This world cannot go on with the lying, the murder, the killing, the stealing, the raping, the plundering, and the blasphemy. Most of all, the blasphemy, the They talk about, you know, you're in contempt of Congress, and we're going to convict you in court. And quite a few have been in recent days, haven't they? But, you know, I count it a badge of honor to be in contempt of this Congress. I don't know about you, but I would think that anybody who has contempt for this Congress is doing yeoman duty, quite frankly. But when they raise their fists, you see, in contempt against the Creator, and they come up with cockamamie theories and all kinds of nonsense in the secular world of global warming, climate change, this change, that change, Holocaust, and so on and so forth, what they're really doing is saying that we're God, that He doesn't exist. We're ignoring His word. Instead, we're paying attention to foolish things, you see? Childish prattle. So 2 Peter spells it out beautifully. You read the whole chapter at your convenience, and then you'll understand why I am impressed by the fact that these days will come when some people will be found asleep, not ready, not prepared, like the virgins who went out with no oil in the darkness, and they could not find their way home. They didn't think they needed that much oil. They didn't think it was going to happen to them. Well, let me tell you, folks, the handwriting's on the wall. I've never seen a time in my lifetime when people are so evil, they're so selfish, so corrupt, so self-centered, so vile, so, you know, as the apostle said in Paul and Timothy, you know, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, self-centered, you know, foolish, prideful, heady, high-minded, unthankful, unholy, you know, all of these things they are. And I see it all the time. You see it all the time. The country, if you want to call it that, sees it all the time. Never has there been a time of greater violence within this nation as there has been today, except perhaps the Civil War period. And now we're seeing that very distinct possibility approaching, with the help, of course, of our dear enemies, the Kenites, who are helping to create that division within this land of ours, or of theirs, occupied territories, we say. You know, Mr. Trump has now given his final blessing to the occupation, the illegal occupation of the West Bank. So much for the freedom fighter. So much for the America First. So much for the prestige and honor of American objectivity, honesty, integrity, and morality. Freedom for all and slavery for none. Except and except and except. This is not the man that the so-called alternative right thinks he is. It's all one big fat lie. One big fat hoax. Proof is in the pudding. So, all of this in mind today, I'm going to share with you, because of what has happened this week in Congress with Fiona Steen Hill from Britain in the United States and a host of others we alluded to last Saturday, you know, the Sunderlands and others that would come down the pike, Holmes and so forth, to give us their sob story before this Intel Committee of Congress, chaired by Mr. Schiff. Yes, Shifty Shift, as they call him. You notice that every single one of them had to give their personal, teary-eyed, handkerchief-wielding story about how they escaped the Holocaust and how they escaped Germany. And they all seem to escape. How is it possible that all of these people, day after day after day, are survivors? They just happen to live to tell their story. It reminds me of somebody I heard call a talk show one day locally, because they were talking about this never forgive, you know, never forget movement that welcomes in the country, in my state, illegals to come into the country and do as they please. And they try to equate it to the Holocaust. And one man was saying, that's ridiculous to equate that with the Holocaust. He said, those people lived through it. And I said, my goodness, does he know what he's saying, that caller? He's saying they lived through the Holocaust. I thought they all died through the Holocaust. You see, people don't think. They're quick to repeat what's programmed into their psyche. But they never sit back and say, wait a minute, hold on. Stop the choice of words. Let's analyze each word. It got me thinking. How corrupt is this government in Washington? How evil is it today? Is it more evil than in the time of Roosevelt or Lincoln or even Washington's time? And we know it was never a pure government, never purely made of men who devoted themselves to God. But now, in my opinion, it is much more vile, in the open, much more transparent, much more odious than it ever has been, because we're approaching that last hour. And it is just incredible. I only listened to a few minutes of Hill, turned her off. It sickened me because of what she wasn't saying. But I noticed that everybody's got to get in, and this is the way the Democrats planned it, particularly Schiff. They've all got to get in on the Holocaust drama and how I escaped the Soviet Union. So they got to throw that in, because that's what it's all about now. It's bad Russia now, bad Russia then. But then it was bad Ukraine. Now it's the good Ukraine, you see. Take your pick. Which is which? Depends on the dialectic or the paradigm. In the 1920s, the Ukraine was an aggressor. Russia was the liberator, that is, the Soviet government, the Lenin government. They were the good guys, though, weren't they? That's the way Walter Duranty described them, essentially, in the New York Times. He went there, he ought to know. Hey, it's in the paper, you know? When you try to talk to people on TV, you talk to your friends and your neighbors, they always say, I saw it on TV. I saw it on TV. What did you see on TV? Pray tell. You saw something, yes, but did you see the truth? What is truth? Pilate said. What is the truth? Well, just because you see something in a particular context does not make it true. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a sharper mind, somebody who can cut through the matrix, cut through the lies, and say, let us analyze this with knowledge of history. The problem is most people don't have an historical knowledge. They don't have intelligence. They do not have perspective. They have basically an attention span of 2 to 3 minutes, and that's it. And maybe that's why. I think even now the polls are reflecting negativity on the part of those Americans who say they have watched some, most, or all of these proceedings for the last 2 weeks. And it's turning now against the Democratic Party. I'm not saying either way whether I think that's good or bad. It doesn't matter to me, because they're both corrupt, both parties. Or one party, the Republicans. But the point I'm trying to make to you is this. I think it's reached the point now where even somebody who is a partisan on any side or a nonpartisan is sick and tired of hearing the nonsense. We went through Russiagate. Now we're going to go through Russiagate again. Now they're talking about digging deeper and continuing into this trial of Trump. And truthfully, Trump deserves everything he gets. Why? Well, he has done things that Truman did. And the most important thing he did, the most significant thing he did, that is sealing his fate, that is going to bring him down one day or another, this election or before the election, is what Truman did in recognizing the bad fig tree in Jerusalem in 1948. Mr. Trump committed a major blunder. Now, that's according to former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. In his new book, he said that. He said, I was steadfastly opposed to the moving of the embassy in Jerusalem, U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. A bad idea, terrible idea. And if he could see it, and he's certainly not the most stellar individual, then you know that others can see it as well. Stay tuned. We will be back. We got some clips of a major former intel man who spilled the beans on the FBI, the CIA, and the whole kit and caboodle. Rick Adams coming up again on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I decided with all of this foolishness and nonsense about who's cheating, who's lying, who's deceiving, who wants to help that evil Russian government now, defeat that Jewish-led, Zelensky-led government of the Ukraine now, which is only struggling to defend itself against Russian attacks, which, of course, is open to dispute at Donbass, for instance, where it is said that Russia initiated attacks there in this territory with the Ukraine, and others are saying the Ukraine shelled it first. So nobody can really say for sure what's happening or what's not happening. All I'm saying is don't follow a false narrative. False narrative is somehow we have to be intervening ourselves on behalf of the synagogue of Satan since the entire last century and before in finding new villains, in exploring new opportunities for war or for arming a particular side against another, so we can continue this volley of war for peace, war for peace, war for peace, war for freedom, and war for war's sake. It's all one big massive hoax. You don't have to know that much about the Rothschilds and the Schiff family, same family. Adam Schiff, descendant of the Schiff family in the Civil War. You don't have to know all of that. All you have to just do is open your eyes and see for yourself the reality. But you'll be called a conspiracy theorist. My goodness, that's worse than being called a Nazi or a KKKer. You wouldn't want that, would you? Goodness, no, that stops all debate and inquiry. Right now, I'm going to begin a segment. Then we'll take the break, come right back to the segment that I decided would be appropriate today to understand that this government in Washington, FBI, CIA, Intel, NSA, all of them have been infiltrated, have been taken over, and have been used to create attacks on Americans themselves by the hand of the late, great Ted Gunderson, FBI agent in charge of the entire field offices in Los Angeles, I believe. For 27 years, he was in the FBI. Philadelphia, where he began, involved in a number of controversial cases, and he survived three massive attempts to bring him down. And he gives credit to God for keeping him going long enough to continue the battle for truth. It's all out there, folks. It can't be totally purged or taken down. So we're going to begin right now. This address that Ted Gunderson gave in the early 2000s, discussing all of this from Oklahoma City bombing onward to the scandal that took place in Nebraska and the child sex slave industry and so on and so forth. Here we go with Ted Gunderson, former FBI chief.
Anyway, go ahead. Are you through? Okay. So, anyway, I made two trips to Oklahoma. I was so incensed. I was furious when that happened because I received a call from Michael. Michael and I have been, or buddy, he's one of my closest friends. He and John DeCamp and a few other people. Pat Shannon's one of my closest friends. And Michael was in prison at the time, and I'll tell you a little more about that in a few minutes. He said, Ted, that's my bomb. Not that he made that bomb, but Michael and his dad, Marshall, who was also CIA, had the Hercules Manufacturing Company in Silicon Valley, California. And Michael is the brains behind this bomb. He's brilliant, as I said a few moments ago when Pat was talking. And he says, Ted, that's my bomb. He says, it was developed by Hercules, my dad's company and his company, and manufactured by Dyna Nobel out of Salt Lake City. So I said, now Michael's in prison, but I communicate with him. He can call me. My telephone number's on his list for telephone calls. And, so I was so incensed over that because I knew that Michael worked for the agency, and I knew instinctively that had to be a government operation. I made two trips to Oklahoma myself, personally, out of my pocket, and I investigated it. And I'm going to go more into detail later on in my lecture. And I prepared a 210-page report on Oklahoma City, and I've passed it out to everybody and his brother who will look at it. I'm talking about in the official capacity, FBI and the rest of them. Everybody's ignored me. So anyway, the Oklahoma City was obviously an inside job. But the reason I mentioned Oklahoma City at first is because I gave a copy of my report to Jim Nichols, Terry Nichols' brother. Terry and McVeigh are co-conspirators and defendants in the Oklahoma City bombing. And Jim was interviewed by Brian Gumbel on his TV show this particular morning. And Jim says, have you read Ted Gunderson's Oklahoma City report? Which is very damaging to the government, by the way. And it is, I say it's available to you.
I'm going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And there are some pauses in the audio that you're hearing as well, but it's a very fascinating one. A refresh of history for those who never heard former FBI Chief Ted Gunderson. We'll come back. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, folks, we're back now, and Art will be joining us later in the second hour as well, and we'll play a clip on JFK, and then we'll take calls and so forth and so on about what your thoughts are today, all of these years later. Kennedy, we really have no truthful, absolute, definitive word on who are the gunmen, and I said gunmen, who gunned him down, but we do know that it was a conspiracy. It was no accident. There was no single gunman. There was no bullet that traveled all the way around Dallas. All of these mythologies and theories of the media and the government have all been shot down, essentially. Let's get back now to Ted Gunderson, who former FBI chief for 27 years and had a tremendous number of people under his control, investigated personally all of these events after he left the FBI and then became persona non grata, because he's exposing, you know, the corruption within. And three attempts were made on his life, and all of them failed until the very end. And I suspect that he was poisoned with the cancer that he had and died. But he was in his 80s, I believe, close to 90, and he did what he did, just like Tom Kimmel has done what he's done. And now he's resting peacefully. And his cousin Manning will take over for him. We'll have him on December 7th. I think it's Saturday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. So we're not giving up. We're stronger than ever before in the Voice in the Wilderness department. Right now, back to Ted Gunderson. He was talking about the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City, and then he gets into the others as well. Go ahead. Come on, Ted.
And Gumbel says, no, he's a conspiracy theorist. But I want to tell you right now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy realist. There is a conspiracy. And by the time we finish my lecture, in an hour and 15, 20 minutes, I guarantee, if there's any doubt in your mind, it will not be there afterwards. Going back real quick, I'm going to review a couple of things. Pearl Harbor, I personally talked to the naval officer who received the message December 4th, 1941, that they were going to bomb Pearl Harbor. We'd broken the Japanese code. He passed the information on to his superiors. After World War II, he received a subpoena from Congress. They wanted him to testify. His senior officer in the Navy said, don't worry about it, I didn't even answer it. Nothing's going to come of it. JFK, Jack F. Kennedy, Fats talked about that, and I think Jim talked about it too. I have a video, a DVD, and I highly recommend you folks buy this video. By the way, my videos are so cheap. At one time, I was giving them away for $3.85 each, but it got to the place where I had to charge a little more, I'm giving them away. If you look at my catalog, and I'll go into that in just a few minutes. But I have this video on Jack Kennedy, and there were 13 shots in Dealey Plaza that day. The parade route at the last minute was changed by a fellow named I.B. Hale. I.B. Hale was an FBI agent. He was a personal friend of J. Edgar Hoover's. And one of his relatives wrote to me and told me about this and pointed out that he had passed away very suspiciously. And when she examined his medicine, there was a bottle of medicine in his bathroom of pills of some sort of medicine. And there were two different sizes. She suspected that he was poisoned or caused a heart attack at least. So the boys, the junior high boys, get rid of everybody that's going to hurt him. Direct testimony. Okay. So, I urge you folks to get that one. And I have another one, JFK Jr. No question about it. By the way, on Jack Sr., this video puts George Bush in Dealey Plaza at the time of the murders, okay? And the JFK Jr. puts George Bush, the president we have today, unavailable for 3 days during that period. His own staff didn't know where he was. And JFK Jr. was murdered without any question. And if you get that video, you'll find it. You'll see it. It's in there. It's documented. And then we had Bobby. Bobby was murdered, obviously. There were 11 shots in the walls and the door. Saran's gun would only hold 8 bullets. Okay? Daryl Gates wrote a book about it. Well, he wrote a book, and the whole book wasn't about that, but that was in the book. And he was trying to explain away this bullet theory about all these extra bullets on the wall and so forth. And it's just like the magic bullet theory with Conley. Didn't make any sense. Daryl Gates was a cover-up specialist. I developed information after I retired. By the way, my life since I retired has been 120% more exciting than at the time I was in the FBI. Okay? More dangerous, too. You bet. Brian, I'll go into that in just a few minutes. If it wasn't through divine intervention, I would not be here giving this lecture today. The good Lord has taken care of me real good. Okay? Amen. But I forget where I was. I got off the track there. What was I talking about? The bullet. In Bobby. Oh, I was talking about Daryl Gates. Okay, I developed information about drugs being brought into Central California by boat, taken over to Tulare, California by truck, and then brought down to Los Angeles. I gave Daryl Gates, I knew Daryl Gates because I was in charge of the FBI, he was in charge of the LAPD. And I gave that information to Daryl Gates with a letter, told him, send somebody over to see me, I'll give you the information, nobody ever bothered to come see me. And this has been the experience that I've had in dealing with various law enforcement agencies. I develop information, clear-cut violations, and I'm ignored. I take it into... I have developed information about a CIA child kidnapping ring. There are 91 Americans who disappear every hour. It is estimated between 85 and 90% are children. Now, that's over 700,000 Americans disappear every year. But a lot of them are returned, of course. But I have documentation of a CIA child kidnapping ring. They go around in vans. They take runaway kids. They put them in a van. They take them off. And they use them for body parts or for sacrifice or for sex slaves. Or in some of them are adopted out around the world, around the world. I have an informant. And I asked him, I said, what happens to these kids? He said he's attended six auctions where the children anywhere from 2 to 3 up to 21 years of age are placed on a stage with a number on a piece of paper tied around their neck, cord, and the people in the audience bid on that number. The kids sell for up to $50,000 each. Okay? And I said, how many kids were at these auctions? He said, the fewest number at one was 6, and the most at another auction was 36. 36 times $50,000. That's a lot of money. I've developed other information. The auctions have taken place, to my knowledge, right now. Toronto, Canada, outside Las Vegas, Nevada. Houston, Texas. A barn outside Lincoln, Nebraska, and a place in Michigan. I have people writing to me continuously, help me, help me, help me, or furnishing me information.
Keep listening, folks. There's a little bridge here.
I have people writing to me continuously, help me, help me, help me, or furnishing me information. I get letters all the time. I'm a cult member. I want to get out. Where can I do? Where can I go? You talk about getting out, what we're going to do here, okay? And I can't help them. I have so many letters, I can't respond to them. And they don't dare go to law enforcement because law enforcement will turn them in. Our system has been infiltrated, top to bottom, by the Illuminati. And I'll go into that in just a few moments. So we covered Pearl Harbor, Jack Kennedy, Jack Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy, Waco, Koresh, went into town every week to buy groceries. They could have arrested him when he went into Waco. Instead, the BATF came out with tanks, military tanks in violation of Posse Comitatus Act that was passed years ago, 100 years ago or more, that did not allow, disallowed, as a matter of fact, the military to become involved in civilian matters. Ruby Ridge, Randy and Vicky Weaver. Vicky was murdered by Horiuchi, the FBI sharpshooter of Japanese heritage. They tried to indict him locally for murder, and the FBI, Louis Freeh stepped in, director of the FBI at the time. And did not allow it to happen. Somebody tried to indict him at the federal level, and it didn't happen. I talked to Randy. I gave him some of my research on one occasion, and he's very distraught. He lost not only his wife but his child. The World Trade Center car bombing. Now I'm telling you these things. We're talking about dirty business. We're talking about conspiracies. We're talking about murder. By the way, McVeigh was recruited out of special forces. The government said, oh, he flunked out. He didn't flunk out. He wrote a letter to his sister. And believe it or not, these guys make mistakes in the news every once in a while. And I've got a copy of that newspaper article that appeared in the Dallas Morning News. And in that article, he said in his letter to his sister, who, by the way, has changed her name and moved down to South Carolina, I think, or North Carolina, South Carolina, that he'd been recruited out of special forces to be trained as an assassin and to become involved in a CIA drug operation. So, okay, back to the conspiracy. I'm going to jump around a little bit, but as I think of things, I'll fill in for it. October 28, 1993. Here's the article. Right out of the New York Times. What this article states, this is a former 43-year-old, former Egyptian army officer, Iman A. Salem, S-A-L-E-M, was an FBI informant with the terrorists, World Trade Center bombing, February 26, 1993. And he was commissioned by the terrorists to put the bomb together. And he went to his FBI handler. This is in the article, by the way. And the handler said, we're going to use a dummy bomb. The handler says, no, we're going to use a real bomb. The FBI not only in advance, they were going to bomb the World Trade Center with the car bomb. They furnished the ingredients for the bomb through Salem. Now, the way this came out during the trial of the terrorists. Ahmad Yosef was the head terrorist. He's in jail now in Terminal Island, California. Is because Salem wore a body mark when he met with the terrorists at the FBI instruction. And he very wisely wore a body mark when he met with the FBI. It probably, undoubtedly saved him. I'm sure he made about 6 copies. Okay, and passed them around. That's how this became known public. So the FBI was involved in the World Trade Center car bombing in 1993. Oklahoma City, April 19th, 1995. That, by the way, April 19th, is a satanic holiday. Okay? Now, I passed out this flyer to everybody in the audience. If you didn't get one, I want you to come back to my table and get it. And I give away 3 DVDs, Child Spook Kidnapping Exposed, Federal Reserve Fraud, TWA Flight 800 Altered Evidence. So for $25, I give you this and the 3 DVDs. I'll have to mail the 3 DVDs to you. But in this catalog, the reason I'm bringing it up now is because I have a collage. The first page, it shows George Bush, the president. It shows Anton LaVey. It shows Russian leaders with Putin, a fellow meet with Putin. It shows the Spider-Man on TV. Your kids watch that, of course. And it shows the Bush daughter and Bush's wife, all given the satanic sign. Okay. Now this is Hook'em Horns, okay, with 2 hands. The satanic sign is this with the left hand. And that's how they recognize each other. I pulled up alongside some guy in a hot car in L.A. the other day when I was in L.A. And I was admiring this car. It really was a neat car, you know. I've always admired cars. I gave him the high sign like this. And I think he thought I was giving him the satanic sign. He gives me this back. So it's very common. It's very prevalent. By the way, there are about 4 million practicing Satanists in America today. And the way I derive this figure is one of my informants in South Bay, California, L.A. area, said there's about 3,000 practicing Satanists there. That's 1.5% of the population, counting, figuring 200,000. Lincoln, Nebraska, about 200,000. Another source, there's 3,000 practicing Satanists. Another source, Iowa City, Iowa. These are 3 different sources, don't know each other. 1,500 in a town of about 100,000. If you project that figure, it's about 1.5% of the population. That's one hell of a lot of practicing Satanists. That's over 4 million practicing Satanists. This calendar that's in this booklet gives you the holidays and what they do. For example, April 19th, Oklahoma City, from April the 17th through April the 25th, they practice Good Friday, Day of Passion, Death of Christ, Blood, Human Sacrifice, male only. And then on the 8th, that's on the 17th. On the 18th, Easter Eve Day, Blood, Human Sacrifice, male or female. That's why there's 50 to 60,000 humans sacrificed in this country every year. I get that from 3 different sources, too. And then April 21st, Sacrificial Preparation, 22nd, Abduction Holding, 23rd, Ceremonial Preparation of the Individual, up to the 25th. And April 26th is the Grand Climax. Oral, anal, vaginal, a female, 1 to 25, age 1 to 25. April 30th goes on, talks about blood, animal, and or human sacrifice, any age. okay? These people meet in cellars. I know of cult members who, when they built their home, they built a sub-basement in their home deliberately so they can have their sacrifices. You remember the McMartin case in California? Child molestation case back in the 70s, 80s? Actually, in the 80s, I said. Well, the kids, there were 5,500 kids who went through that school over a period from 1966 until this situation was alleged to have occurred, the molestation of kids. The parents would drop the kids off there in the morning, go to work, come back at night, pick them up. And long story short, there were some of the kids claimed that they were molested during that period.
And break time, ladies and gentlemen. I may go a little bit more with the late, great Ted Gunderson here on Rick Adams Uncensored on republicbroadcasting.org. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back now, and I want to play just a couple of more minutes here of Ted because we'll be up against the second hour. Art will be joining us too, and I do want to save time for him. But this is Ted Gunderson for the FBI. I interviewed him personally and introduced him many years ago, 2003, at the Barnes Review American Free Press Convention in Washington, D.C. And I met him, and we became friends. And As you know, he was on this radio program a number of times prior to his passing. So let's get back a little bit, and then we'll introduce the second hour. Right ahead.
Kid said there were tunnels under the school, and the authorities went out there in 87 to look for the tunnels. Couldn't find any. I had an opportunity to gain. There was a trial, hung jury on Ray Buckey, the accused, and Virginia, the grandmother, was acquitted, and they retried Ray Buckey in the second trial. I had an opportunity to take control of the property. And within 34 days, we hired an archaeologist. What happened is the family had given that to Danny Davis, the attorney who represented him in the trial. It was a two-year trial. And he also got $15 million from the county. And Danny Davis had sold it to a contractor. This was after it was over in 1991. And I heard about it, so I went up to the contractor that owned the man that owned the property, and I said, let me get on that property. Hired an archaeologist from UCLA. Within 34 days, we documented that there had been tunnels under the school. The kids said they were taken through the tunnels up into a trap door, the triplex next door, put in automobiles, and prostituted. 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old children taken out into the community used as tools. And so we documented that there were tunnels under the school that had been filled in. I called the DA in the second trial. The DA refused to do anything about it. They sent an investigator out who wanted to argue with the archaeologist. But anyway, getting back to the Oklahoma City, as a result of Michael calling me that day saying that's my bomb and so on and so forth, I started doing some research, and I have the Defense Daily, page 450, which is a magazine, and it lists the contract number for that particular bomb. The barometric bomb, and the official name is electrohydrodynamic gaseous fuel device bomb. And the contract number is here: DAAA21-90-C-0045, June 14th, 1990. I wrote to the Picatinny Arsenal people in Picatinny, New Jersey, and I said I want the contract, because this is public, available to the public. I get a letter back, this response to your Freedom Information Act, blah, blah, blah. After research and review of your request, please be advised there's no information pertaining to that particular contract. Now, recently, one of the individuals who bought the bomb, bought the report, wrote to Picatinny Arsenal a second time, and they said that going back that many years, the records have been destroyed. We can't tell you if there was or wasn't. Yeah, I wrote to Dinah Nobel. They're the ones that actually manufactured it.
And folks, you know the rest of the story. Don't have to continue, do you? Yeah. All right. Ted Gunderson, we're going to come back in a few minutes after the break. And Art will join us shortly, too. Art from Philly. And he can fill in the blanks. We'll also air a quick segment on one of the programs having to do with the Kennedy assassination. Stay tuned. Rick Adams Uncensored.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.